Hey, Lauren, you're on with Alex from the Joe and Alex Show. How are you?
I am so good. How are you?
I am so excited to be talking to you. You are one of my absolute favorite artists in the last couple of years, and won 2 Grammys for Best Contemporary Christian Performance for You Say and Look Up Child. Look Up Child is the highest charting Christian album for a woman in over 20 years. And You Say is also in the top 40 for pop songs, and that's been like that for a while now. So congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. It's been wild, honestly. I'm just like, just hearing those things, I'm sitting with a big smile on my face like, what? What is going on? It's amazing. I think I stay perplexed, truly.
We do a segment on our show called What We're Into every week, and we spotlight different things, places, things, people, whatever. And You Say, when it very first came out, I chose as the thing that I was into that week and aired it. And that was right before you kind of merged into going into Top 40. And people were like, what? Like this Christian song on pop radio? But so many people kind of stuck onto it and were like, Alex, what is this song? I love it.
Wow. That's amazing. So you were kind of one of the beginners of it all, one of the cutting edge ones.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to take the credit for that, but I know that I did tell my boss we have to play this song on pop radio because it is so successful in Christian radio right now.
Girl, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That means so much to me. I love that that message is getting out to people. I just want people to walk away from hearing this song and feel like they're, you know, known. Like, I think there's so many times in our culture where you can swipe here and look at this picture and then write this comment, and kind of the personal aspects of being known is fading away in some kind of way. And when people listen to this song, I think what connects them is the feeling of, wow, I feel known, and these are the things I actually want said over me. This is like encouraging and fulfilling, you know?
That's so good. You've kind of talked about how you don't really want to be pigeonholed as just a Christian artist and how you kind of just see yourself as just an artist, but do you feel like people should be interpreting your lyrics as what a relationship with God is like, or do you just think people should associate your lyrics with like any relationship that's important to them? So if they want to interpret You Say as like a relationship between them and a boy, they should do that? Or do you think, yeah, I want to be considered an artist in general, but my lyrics are about a relationship with God?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because for me, it's the most authentic space, right? For me, it's like I can only write from what I've experienced and what I've known. And let's be honest, I've been single for like 6 years, so they definitely aren't about a guy.
I can't believe that.
I'm kidding. But I know, it's crazy. But where are my lyrics coming from? It's definitely in that space with God and kind of in the quiet moments where I feel like I'm wrestling, or I feel like I'm alone or insecure. These are the words that come out of those moments. You know, there's been moments where I'll be sitting in the parking garage of my place and feeling like, okay, I think I'm going to unravel. And a prayer will come out that is just honestly out of nowhere. And this girl was one of those moments. And Inevitable is one of those moments as well. And even though they don't reference God in any moment, like that's who I'm communicating to in those times.
I love that so much because you also perform or have performed a lot at prisons, which I think a lot of people would find interesting. Mm-hmm. We also do a feature on our show every Monday called Murder Monday, where we spotlight really interesting true crime cases. And our audience is obsessed with that. That's our biggest feature that we do. And so I know that they'd be like, what? She performs at prisons. That is so interesting. So what is the one thing that has touched you the most when you're performing at prisons?
It's insane. Like I have had people say, what's the most incredible thing you've been a part of since you've toured? And every single time I can say, hospitals, like going to hospitals and meeting kids, there, nothing gets better than that. It's just the best. Like seeing their little faces light up, they're so joyful in what are some of the most pressing of times. But the other is definitely going to prisons, because how isolated these people are, it's just insane. Like, we went to Statesville prison, and I think it's like one of the most intense prisons in the country. So it was a high security prison, maximum security prison. And It was really, really intense. Like, we were surrounded by, like, 20 police officers, like, and SWAT team, game warden, like, the entire time. It was really intense. And you get in there and you realize these people just want to be loved. Like, that's what it boils down to, is so many of these people are in here. And at Statesville, they spend 23 hours a day in the cell, and they get 1 hour out of the cell.
That's oh, my it. Gosh.
So you can imagine kind of what that would drive you to. You know, when we were there, one person said, like, I was going to commit suicide, and this is really common because they don't know what to live for. It's hopeless, right? And a lot of these guys are in there for a long time because there's no parole in Illinois, which is insane to me. But while we were singing, actually, it was kind of crazy. This man in the back row, he leaned over to the warden, and he said, I was going to commit suicide this week, but this has given me hope to live. And it just changed the game for him. And I think that's the purpose. Like, that's the best part about going into those places. And I think just giving them a sense of value and a sense of worth through what they may have been labeled as the worst. You know,
that is so powerful. And I can't imagine just the feelings that go through your mind, too. Like, it's because of my music that this person's life may have been saved. I mean, you know, God is using you, but just through your music, though, that you had that much of an effect on somebody else. And I know that there is somebody in the studio right now who you have also profoundly affected. Her name is Danielle, and she is a huge fan and a listener. And she found out that I was going to interview you, and I told her she should come into the studio so that she could ask you a question, if that's okay.
Oh, please. Yeah, please bring her in. That's amazing.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Danielle. How are you, girl?
Good. How are you? I'm actually coming to see you in a couple weeks here in Indy.
Yes.
Super excited.
I love coming to Indianapolis because my best friend lives there. And so every time I come, it's like going to my second home or something.
Aw, that's awesome. I know you're a busy woman, but what are your tips for making time for the Lord each day?
Oh, wow. That is a good question. Well, it's embracing the simple things. Like right now, for instance, I'm in Oregon. And we were supposed to play a show tonight in Washington, but the show got canceled because of the snowstorms that are hitting. And I said, okay, you know what? I have to sneak away for a little bit. And even though I'm going to be doing interviews, I'm going to go find something beautiful to look at. So right now, I'm staring at the most insane, like, these are like 20-foot waves hitting the Oregon coast. And
oh, awesome.
Splashing water everywhere. We're on the coast. So I'm looking at the ocean right now.
That's awesome.
And it's taking just moments like that to just be still and say, okay, God, I just be still and know that I'm God, that verse. It's taking time just to say, I'm just going to sit still and recognize your grandeur. And sometimes we're rushing to the show and there's chaos happening all around, but it's choosing to, in that moment, say, okay, God, I'm just going to just to be thankful for one thing and acknowledge your goodness in that moment. And,
yes.
You know, it's something that small, but it's just keeping your heart and your mind in the right position, if that makes sense. And then other times it's like when I'm home, I'll say, okay, I'm going to just be still for a little bit, read a while or turn on music and dance around my kitchen or living room, whatever. So
yeah.
It comes in all shapes and sizes.
I've got one more big question for you, and then I'll just do a couple short rapid-fire questions. You can kind of say this or that or answer it with one-word answer, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so after you performed on the Ellen Show, you were asked about your thoughts on homosexuality, and you basically said that you don't want to say one way or the other if it's wrong because you're not God, and there was kind of like a lot of disappointment that came out on this from the Christian community because people felt like you had maybe missed an opportunity to speak loving yet biblical truth. Do you have any regrets on how you handled that?
No, and the thing is, it's really easy to chastise someone on social media because they don't know my story. They don't know who I am. They don't know how I act behind the scenes. So it's really simple for people to assume things, right? Well, what they don't see is the people that are coming to me backstage saying, you have no idea how much this set me free. You have no idea the change that this has made in my life. And
because they were
you
gay?
You have no idea if you're, or associated with people that are.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I have friends that have come to me and said, I only am hated by Christians. I can't walk into a church. People hate me there. because all they see is that I'm gay. They don't ever acknowledge me as a person. And I, if you look in the Bible at the passage where the woman was caught in adultery and was thrown in front of the Pharisees, God never, ever exploited her sin, ever. Mm-hmm. He never looked at her and threw her under the bus. Instead, he looked at those who were so eager and desperate to point the finger and said, I'm going to turn this on you. Look at your ways. Look at who you are. And one by one, they walked away. None of them, they dropped their stones and they walked away because they knew they were powerless in that moment.
That was probably your first time dealing with kind of like a public backlash like that. I mean, Christian artists don't usually, I feel like, go through that too much. So was that just totally out of left field for you?
Oh, completely. It was really painful, honestly. I mean, I wept a bit, but I think what was really painful is some of the people that I had been surrounded by, too. Like, it wasn't even people from way off in the distance. Like, it was people that were close as well. And it's really sad to see that the shape of the church is to ridicule. Even it was kind of shocking because I was kind of hoping that the church would move beyond that point and that they could just see someone who's, you know, doing their best and trying to survive in a world that's so critical. And instead, they joined the critics. It was really sad to see. But I can't be everybody's savior, and that's why there's only one savior. And so people can point the finger at me all day long and say, you should have done this, you should have done that. And I would say, okay, great, come and be in my position, and then you tell me what you would say.
Yeah.
Because that's not a lot of people are in my position. And the bottom line is I just am not in the business of throwing people under the bus, ever. I don't like that in my team. Before, every time we have a tour, we open up by saying, all right, we're not going to take offense. If we have issues with people, we're going to go to them. We're going to give people the benefit of the doubt and believe the best in each other. So I would never publicly emulate something that is completely different from who I am. I think that Jesus is someone who loves and brings people in. And right along with homosexuality as a sin in the Bible is gluttony. I know, you know, there's so many things. There's pride, arrogance, haughty eyes. And I just would love to see of all the people who commented, like, you know, who fits in some of those categories. So it's kind of sad to see that one people group are being ostracized so publicly. Whenever I think that God would be someone who would sit next to them and talk it out with them.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much for coming on the Joan Alex Show, talking about your newest single, You Say. You have to listen to this song. It is life-changing. It will move you if you haven't heard it. And buy her entire album, Look Up Child, because there are so many mornings I'm driving to the station and I will put on that album and I just spend that time with God, like Lauren was talking about earlier, and making that time. And it is just so impactful on my day. So I hope that Lauren will impact you like she has me. Lauren, thank you so much for everything that you do and for talking to me.
Thank you for asking such great questions. I really, really appreciate it, girl.
Of course.
Thank you for your time, and I'll see y'all in Indianapolis.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, girl.